Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
67401.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Linda Peckham, P-E-C-K-H-A-M.
Okay. I do see your name here. Would you verify your address?
2416 Rockhurst Road, Salina, Kansas.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. I do see on your account you had ordered the Bites Hub. This is an app that helps you plan healthier meals. This is designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet. Now,
that's
this account.
Great. I didn't order that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, this account is already closed. It looks like you've already communicated with someone here.
Well, and I have one that's on my statement right now that was done the 2nd of June.
Okay, so this account was closed when you called in on the 10th, and the
yep.
person that you spoke with, they did refund that charge for the month of June, June 3rd.
They did?
Yes, ma'am, the refund was requested.
I have a new one. I have a new one. I don't know what's going on. I have I have the refund that was transaction date was 6/10. It was posted 6/13. Reference number 3146, and I got my bill. And now I have a purchase that was done transaction date 6/2, post date is 6/6, and reference number 0690. I don't know what this stuff even is.
Yes, ma'am. So those numbers are not applicable to this call center and this order. They're your reference number for your charges on your statement. So I'm looking at the account here that was created when you were trying to, I guess, win this mixer. And
okay.
when you created this account back in April, you were charged for the period that you had access to it. You didn't call until June, so they were able to refund you the amount in June and close the account so you wouldn't be billed anymore.
So what is this I'm billed now?
The charge from June 3rd has been already refunded. So you called in on June 10th, so apparently you're just getting your statement, and you're just seeing
mm-hmm.
the charge in black and white on the statement.
So this $59.89 is gone?
Yes, ma'am. The charge from June 3rd, when you called in on June 10th, they refunded that amount. And it would have applied to the card 3 to 5 business days after you called in.
Okay, well, we'll see. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You should have gotten a follow-up email letting you know at granny58@cox.net.
I haven't gotten anything but this
yes,
bill that
ma'am.
Had that on it.
It may have gone to your junk mail, and I'll try to resend it to you.
Thank you very much. I'll
yes, ma'am.
See what I can do now.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.